Hi, I want to tell you the creation story of how the world began. It's from the Bible, and it's in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth didn't have any shape, and it was empty. There was darkness over the surface of the waves, and at that time, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light, do you know what he called it? Day. And he called the darkness, that's right, night. There was evening and there was morning. It was day one. God said, "Let there be a huge space between the waters. Let it separate water from water." And that's exactly what happened. God made the huge space between the waters. He separated the water under the space from the water above it. God called the huge space sky. There was evening and there was morning. It was day two. God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, like dry ground appear." And that's exactly what happened. God called the dry ground land. He called all the water that was gathered together seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce plants. Let them produce their own seeds, and let there be trees on the land that grow fruit with seeds in it." What's your favorite fruit? I really like strawberries. "Let each kind of plant or tree have its own kind of seeds." And that's exactly what happened. So the land produced plants. Each kind of plant had its own kind of seeds, and the land produced trees that grew fruit with seeds in it. Each kind of tree had its own kind of seeds. God saw that it was good. There was evening, there was morning. It was day three. God said, "Let there be lights in the huge space of the sky. Let them separate the day from the night. Let the light set the times for the holy celebration, and the days and the years. Let them be lights in the huge space of the sky to give light on the earth." And that's exactly what happened. God made two great lights. He made the larger light to rule over the day. Do you know what that's called? Yeah, the sun. And the smaller light to rule over the night. Do you know what that one's called? The moon. He also made the stars. God put the lights in the huge space of the sky to give light on the earth. He put them there to rule over the day and the night. He put them there to separate light from darkness. God saw that it was good. There was evening. And there was morning. It was day four. God said, "Let the seas be filled with living things. Let birds fly above the earth across the huge space of the sky." So God created the sea creatures. He created every kind of living thing that fills the seas and moves about in them. He created every kind of bird that flies. And God saw that it was, do you remember what it was? Yes, good. God blessed them. He said, "Have little ones so that there will be many of you. Fill the water in the seas. Let there be more and more birds on the earth." There was evening and there was morning. It was day, do you remember what day it is? That's right, day five. Then God said, "Let the land produce every kind of living creature, let there be livestock and creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals. Can you think of some wild animals? Oh, I can think of a lion and a tiger. But you know, then there are really nice wild animals like a giraffe or a zebra. Well, that's exactly what happened. God made every kind of wild animal. He made every kind of livestock. That's like cows and pigs and that kind of thing. Horses, that's what we call livestock. He made every kind of creature that moves along the ground. Can you think of some other creatures that move along the ground? You might even have pets like a dog or a cat or little things you might think of like a mouse or a lizard. God created them all, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings, that's me and you, so that they are like us. Let them rule over the fish of the seas and the birds in the sky. Let them rule over the livestock and all the wild animals. And let them rule over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created human beings, us, in His own likeness. He created them to be like Himself. He created them as male and female, boys and girls. God blessed them. He said to them, "Have children so that there will be many of you. Fill the earth and bring it under your control. Rule over the fish in the seas and the birds in the sky. Rule over every living creature that moves along the ground." Then God said, "I am giving you every plant on the face of the whole earth that produces its own seeds. I am giving you every tree that has fruit with seeds in it. All of them will be given to you for food." What is some of your favorite things that come from a tree that you like to eat? Or even from a plant. Think about things that grow in a garden. Do you like broccoli? Do you like apples? God gave us them all for us to enjoy and eat. "All of them will be given to you," God said, "for food. I am giving every green plant as food for all the animals and for all the birds in the sky. I'm also giving the plants to all the creatures that move along the ground. I am giving them to every living thing that breathes." And that's exactly what happened. God saw everything He made, and it was very good. There was evening, and there was morning. It was day 6. So the heavens and the earth and everything in them were completed. By the 7th day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on that day, He rested from all His work. God blessed the 7th day and made it holy. He set it apart as special. He blessed it because on that day, He rested from all the work He had done. Are you needing a rest now?